This is Apollo Control. It's 6 hours, 38 minutes. Flight Director Jerry Griffin has been taking status reports from each of his flight controllers. Everyone reports all spacecraft systems looking good. Flight surgeon reports the biomedical instrumentation looks excellent, very clean data. He thinks that when this crew completes this long day that they'll be tired and get a good night's sleep. They have about another 6.5 hours before bedtime today. Booster systems engineer reports the S-4B has been safed, retaining attitude control and mid-course capability, but that all pressure spheres have been dumped. He also reports to the flight director that the second mid-course correction for the S-4B may be later than ground elapsed time of 9 hours. He wants to get a good tracking vector to use for this final maneuver, and he's not quite sure whether he'll do the maneuver at 9 hours or a little bit later after he refines his tracking data. He reports the S-4B still has 372 seconds of burn time remaining, plus enough fuel in the apps after that to maintain attitude until 12 hours elapsed time. The guidance officer is watching Command Module Pilot Jack Swigert perform cislunar navigation tasks. Through telemetry, he's monitoring Swigert's markings, stars with the sextant. He's very complimentary of Swigert's ability in this task, known as P23. Says this procedure going very smoothly. At 6 hours, 41 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.